Okay, we are Kuf Chaf Hei Amabez. Kuf Chaf Hei Amabez. Up to the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud, Pekakach Alon. We're discussing the different lines of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, if you remember, had three different halachas. First, it had if you put the stone in the gourd to weigh it down or not. So it depends if it's stabilized in there, whether that's called a buses or that's called part of the kli. Number two was if you have a vine that is connected to the pail and you are putting that in, you're filling it up on Shabbos. So it said, the Mishnah said, as long as it's kashur betafiyah, as long as it's tied on, then it is okay to fill it on Shabbos. And today the Gemara is going to explain the third halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah on top of Kuf Chaf Hei Mem Beis had said kaka chalon. If somebody has this window that you are filling up, so says the with the board that that hangs down or that is separated. Rabbi Elazar says if the pekak is hanging and tied, kashur v'talui, said Rabbi Elazar pokimbo, then you can use it to close up the window. V'mavim pokimbo. And if not, if it's not hanging and tied, we'll see what his shita is. What do you need? Then you're allowed to be pokek. You're not allowed to be pokek with it. But the Chachamim say no, it doesn't matter. Benkach u'benkach pokimbo. So we'll get to that machlokas in a couple of minutes. But the first, the Gemara says about 6 lines from the bottom. Kaka chalon, two dots. Amar Rabba Bar Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim she'ein osin ol arai b'tchila b'yantif. Everybody really agrees. Both Tanaim agree that you're not allowed to make an ol arai from the start on yantif. The ain't zarach lomer b'shabbos. So if something, even if something is not called an ol kavua, which you'd be chayiv for the blacha of boneh. Even if something is an ohel arai, it's a temporary ohel, still that would be usher to make betchila on Shabbos or on Yontif. That's from the start. To make a new, to make something that's called an ohel, you have to know what's called an ohel. But if something is called an ohel, which is going to be a very lamaisa, which we'll talk about in a couple of minutes, then you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos or Yontif. Lo nechla guela lahosif. The machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is to be mosif. If you have an existing ohel, and now you're mosif, you make it larger, you make it bigger. So the question is, are you allowed to do that? Rabbi Elazar omer e mosif and miyantif ve'in zarach lomer b'shabbos. That is the basis of Rabbi Elazar's sheet in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be mosif on yantif or on Shabbos. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, if the board that you're closing up the window with is not attached, it's lying on the floor, and it's not tied up, then that would be considered being mosif on an olri, and therefore that would be aser. The chachamim say no, it's mutar lahosif. Right? It's considered part of the. It's considered an olri, so you're adding on to that would be mutar. So that's the machlokas between mosifin on an olri on Shabbos or in mosif. Why wouldn't it be boneh? So it's already an olri. So you're not in the daraisa world. It's an olri. It's a temporary ol. Say by Moses is a rabbanan. So you consider a rabbanan where only goes there where you're making an ol meikara. But if you're being mosif on an ol, that's not the malacha. Just adding on to something, that's not the malacha of boneh. Once you have an ol there, making a bigger ol is not the same. If you have two letters there and then you write two more letters, obviously you're doing the entire malacha. Even though you have something there already. But boneh is an asiyas ol, so extending the ol, that's not called the malacha of boneh, even on a drabbanan level. Most have been. Okay, so two important discussions. Number one, Rashi here says, Rashi in the, Rashi, Dibur Maskel, She'ein Osin, the first really wide line, Ein Osin Ola Rai, Lefros Bachatzelos, Aldalan Mechitzos, O Aldalan Kudisin Liosel, Ohel Min Hachama, it's usher to make from the start, this is to make one, not to be mosif. This is even according to the Rabbanan. To make a, put a reed mat on four mechitzos, or four poles to protect from the sun. V'dafka gag. Rashi says the whole Isser, what is an oel? Only a roof. Aval mechitza lav oel hu. But in a wall, that's not called an oel, and that's not the discussion in the Mishnah and the Gemara says Rashi. In other words, according to Rashi, we've been talking about a window, chalon. According to Rashi, that means a sunroof. That means if you have a sunroof on top, the whole issue of ohel is only on top, says Rashi. But if you have something on the side, there is no issue of a CS ohel by a mechitza, by a vertical wall. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosfos here argues. Tosfos in Akol Modim. quotes Rashi, Pierce Makutris, the low usser el OL Alamalamikag, all of Tfonos low, Tfonos wouldn't be a problem, and he quotes Raya for Rashi from the Gemara in Erevin, but then Tosfos argues from a different Gemara, but halfway down, and Tosfos Makasha, the Alkarchach Shaykh is there all of Hilbet Tfonos, it must be there isn't Israel all even my Tfonos, and he quotes Gemara's about Sukkah. What's Gemara about, let's say you have two walls of a Sukkah, which is possible. Therefore, you let it add on another wall on Yantif. And he brings Raya that you're not allowed to. It's a dofen, it's a wall. According to Rashi, the whole discussion is a roof. So he says, he argues with Rashi, El-Anirul Rabbeinu Tam, the Shaper Shayach B'tfonus Ohel, Hecha de Bechitzam Ohelas Laheter. He says, there is a problem, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, there is a problem of Ohel by dofen, by walls, as long as the dofen, the wall, halachically accomplishes something. See his Lashon? The Mechitzam Moeles Laheter. As long as the mechitza, the vertical wall, accomplishes something halachically, so then that would be called in asiyas ohel, and that would be aser. Then he says that even the lashon chalon always can mean the side also. Chalon doesn't only mean the sunroof, which is a discussion that Achronim defend Rashi. Sometimes we find the word chalon on top also. We have bokeach chaloni rakia, we say in davening. But either way, that's a linguistic issue. But this is the machlokas between Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam, whether the ohel is only Gag or even Tfano. So what do we pass there? This is very important. So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Tesavav, it says the Shulchan Aruch, Asul asas ohel b'shabas u'biyadav afiluhu arai v'dafka Gag, avo mechitzos mutter. So far, sounds like Rashi. Only a roof is a problem, but not mechitzas. The ein that he adds, though, the ein mechitza asura ela imkei nasis lahatir sukkah or lahatir tiltol. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch says no, but if you make a mechitza, it also could be a problem to make a wall if it's halachically accomplishing something. If you are, putting it up in order to make your sukkah kosher, or you're putting it up to be matir tiltul. You're putting a wall around your backyard or around something that was previously usher to carry in, and now you're going to be able to carry it. That is usher to do. You're just putting up a little wall. The answer is if it halachically accomplishes something, that is called an ohel. Even though there's nothing on top of you, Tfanos, says Rabbeinu Tam, in our Tosfos, as long as it accomplishes something, it would be a problem of a CS ohel.
He wants to say it's ohel. He can say it's matir tiltul. Add two walls, now they're a good sukkah.
Okay, but it's not going to, do you say this halachic makom patish?
Don't we say that all the time?
I mean, sometimes under the rabbanon level, meaning let's say I'd be tovel and kalim.
Right.
Tovel and kalim. That's tikkun. Is that makom patish?
Halacha.
Sorry.
We had
Megavain was boner.
And Tosu say as a question, well, you
should be tovel, you should fly, build a house on Yontif.
That's okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, I mean, you don't always apply the principle of bitoch by all malachas. I mean, that's another approach that some of the Rishonim have. But that's true. Okay, so let's continue. But I try to quote the Ramah. But the Ramah says, Aval mechitza hanasis l'tznius ba'al mashari. But if you're just putting up a mechitza, a wall, not for any halachic, accomplishing anything halachically, but it's just l'tznius, you just want privacy. Let's say, you're having a guest over and they're in a room that doesn't have a door. So you're going to hang up a curtain to give them some privacy. So says the Rambam, that's mutter. It's not accomplishing anything halachically. And the only time that a wall is considered an ohel is when you're accomplishing something halachically. Bone, let me get back to your question. Bone or makom patish would be something more permanent. Remember, we're in the world of arai here. So once you're in the world of arai, it's all the rabbanim levels. You have to know what they hold as usher. You're right. We under the arai levels, makom patish. But by tefilas kalim, that's not arai. Why is that worse? That's not a rye. That's permanent. You're halachically doing something. It's halachically, but it's still on a permanent level. So I think that would be the answer. Why is a sukkah a rye? Diras a rye. That's the whole point of a sukkah, right? It can't be a diras keva. We don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. So then the Ramah adds, that's why you're allowed to hang the paroches up, but that's why you're allowed to put a vilon in front of a Pesach. Fine. Aval, a yezon, let's say somebody's, a guest at somebody's house. And they're put in the guest room, and there are svarim on the wall, a svarim book is in the guest room. And let's say somebody's sleeping there with their wife. So again, there are various halachas about svarim in a room. With we have this in Maseches Brachos about if a husband and a wife are sleeping in the room. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama adds, Asur la'asos b'chitza b'fnei or haner k'dei shishamish b'taso v'chein l'fnei svarim k'dei l'shamish la'asos tzrachav. Okay, because that's halachically accomplishing something. Unless it was a little open beforehand, which we'll get to, that's called Mosif on a Binyan Arai. But again, anytime halachically it accomplishes something, then it will be Aser. The Mishnah Berurah says, so what do? It's better just to throw something on top of it, so it's not an Ohel, then it's called a Kisui. Kisui, Agave Kisui, Tik Agave Tik, we paskin is, that's not an Ohel. But then the Mishnah Berurah just adds, the Mordechai, let's say there's a Shir going on, and there are men and women at the Shir, and you're putting up a Bechitza in the middle to have a separation. So the Mordechai, based on this Gemara, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, says that's mutter. Because halachically you don't need it. Maker hadin, you don't need that. If you want to do it, tzniyas ba'alma, so it's not talking about tefillah. Tefillah might be different, but probably is. But to have a shir, to have men and women separate, you don't halachically need a mechitza there. Right? So therefore, says the Mordechai, because that's people who want to do that, it's just for extra tzniyas, so that's why that would be mutter to do on Shabbos, because that wouldn't be something that accomplishes something halachically. Okay, that is all discussion number one on the Asiyas Ohel. But then there's another discussion on this issue. So what does the Gemara say? You ought to be Mosif on an Ohel Arai. So where does that come up? Okay, we're not building walls, we're not building roofs and curtains. Ah, what about strollers? Stroller covers. Stroller covers and netting and mosquito nets and plastic nets on strollers. So that's where it comes up. Why? Because you're going to put up this plastic over the child. There's a tefach underneath. This tefach underneath, that's a CSR Ohel Arai on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So what do you do? Right. So what do you do? So you might have heard people say, okay, start, put it there before Shabbos. So what do you put it there before Shabbos? Ah, so what does our Gemara say? You ought to be Mosif on an Ohel Arai on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What does that mean? As long as something is open and ready at tefach, so then you're allowed to put on whatever you want, because it's already called an Ohel. As long as it's already called an Ohel, you can be Mosif. So let's say your stroller, most strollers, have a little awning on themselves. So when you're going to put the plastic on, you're just being Mosif. So as long as that little awning is open, so then you can be Mosif and add on this plastic. But that's called Mosif and Asiyas an Ohel Arai. Let's say it wasn't open. You're allowed to open that awning, it's still attached. Because that's called Derech Tashmisha, where Ribiyat has it in a number of places. If something is meant to be opened and closed, and opened and closed, it's like a door. We mentioned it a number of times. Why isn't a door bonet, like in the Mishnah? Why isn't a door pekaka halon? That's meant to be opened and closed, and opened and closed. So too, the awning on a stroller, it's meant to be opened and closed. So let's say you forgot to do that before Shabbos. So you're allowed to open that, and then put on this plastic, because then you're being Mosif on an Ohel Arai. But let's say your stroller doesn't have a little plastic. Let's say it's like a real baby car seat. So there's nothing on top, and you're just putting this on top. That could be an issue of making an Ohel Arai on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You have to make sure something is a little bit open. It can be rolled up at the edge of the stroller. You know, it's going to rain tomorrow. So put it on the stroller, open it a drop, open it a tefach, and then you could open the rest of it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Right, this is what Ribiyat says on page 1079, based on the Shmir Shabbos. Stroller and carriage hoods attached and built into the stroller are similar to awnings and may be opened and closed as they are designed to be opened and closed regularly. If the hood was opened before Shabbos, one may spread a netting over the remaining opening because one may add to an existing canopy. However, if the hood was folded, one's required and permitted to first unfold it. That's what we just said, because that's attached. That's mutter. One may not spread the netting while the hood is still in this folded state, because the folds are similar to the rope, okay, etc. Fine. So that's what the Rav Ribiyat said, and it's based on the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos says this about awnings and stroller covers. It says you're allowed to do it as long as it is open at tefach already. Also comes up the discussion of Ohel Arai. He has a discussion here about what about the spreading the talus for Kol HaNa'arim. Bernie just walked in, the Kol HaNa'arim talus. You know, what about Ohel there? Is that an Ohel Arai? You're like, have people holding up this talus, this tefach adarith, a lot more than a tefach adarith. So obviously it's mutter, you just got to figure out why. That's one of those cases that you know it's mutter. You know, but why is it mutter? So different reasons. It's not meant to protect from above, it's meant to just hold up from below. Is that just a minug? It's not really, it's not straight. Everybody is a different height. No, but there are different discussions of what about a kals b'birchas kohanim. The post could talk about, other things. Putting a leaf in a table. A big issue, which not everybody's aware of, is let's say a lot of times, at least my kids, like Shabbos morning, when we get them not to bother us, so what they like, they're like tents. They bring blankets from all over the house, and they put them on chairs, and you wake up, you like can't see the floor. So, but what about making one of those? Let's say you bring a couple chairs together, and you put a blanket on top of the chairs. That also could be an issue of an OHEL, OLRI. So you gotta. So there are different halachas about how to do it. If you put the cover on before the chairs, have one kid hold the cover and then bring the chairs, then it's mutter, because it's not the usual way to build. First, you usually build the walls and then the cover. If you put the cover on and then the walls, then this isn't Rabban and this doesn't apply. But again, it's something to look into to know the various halachas. Okay, so that is an issue of stroller covers, OLRI, etc. So let's continue. The Chachamim Omrim, second to last line, Bekach Ovekach Pokekin Bo. And the Chachamim say, no, you're always, whether it's this or this. So we don't know what this or this is. Rabbi Elazar says it has to be tied and hanging. Remember, that was the Pekach Achalon, and the Chachamim say, don't worry about it. My Bekach Ovekach, what is the real sheet of the Chacham? Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer of Kahana, Ben Kashur, Be'en She'ekon, Eno Kashur, V'hu Shemesukan. Says Rav Kahana, the Chachamim say, any case, even if it's not tied, even if it's not tied on, even if you have the board that's going to close up the window, machlokas rashi rutosas, what we just said, whether it's a saw on the wall board or on the or a sunroof, either way, whether it's tied on or not, it is mutter to use on Shabbos or Yontif, as long as it was mesukan, as long as it was prepared from before Shabbos and Yontif. And Tosas here explains, near Lord Bein Tam, you don't even have to do any maisa. As long as it's prepared in your thoughts, that would be enough for the chachamim in order to be able to use it on the next day. So Emily Rabbi Yirmiya says, wow, Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana say, even if it's not tied? Why don't you limit the heter of the chachamim? Why don't you interpret benkach uvenkach to mean whether it is dragging on the floor or not, meaning, or hanging up in midair, but maybe even they agree that it has to be tied. Maybe the machlokas is, must it be hanging down and not on the floor? Is it allowed to be dragging on the floor? But who says the Chachamim say it doesn't even have to be tied? Is this a muksa issue? That's a good question, which we'll get to in a minute. It's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. To Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because after all, says Rav Yirmiya, we have a discussion in Erevin, which is a parallel discussion, which we're going to have for the next 12 lines, but the whole purpose of bringing these next 12 lines is to prove that everybody holds, all the time I'm holding, that it has to be tied. The only question is, can it be dragging? So why do you interpret this Chachamim in our Mishnah as it doesn't even have to be tied on? The whole thing can be just lying on the floor. That's going to be the whole purpose of this question. Okay, so now, let's do this. Just like there's a machlokas here in our Mishnah, so too there's a machlokas by Nagar HaNigrar. What's that? So it's a Mishnah towards the end of Erevin, which says that, let's say you have a pole which acts as a bolt for a door. Think of pictures, not like what we have locks, but sometimes behind the door you used to slide in a bolt in order to lock the door. So let's say you have a board, a pole on the floor. So does that have to be attached before Shabbos? You're just putting in a piece of wood into the door. So what do you have to do before Shabbos to designate that, to have that able to be used on Shabbos or Yontif? That's the discussion. So the Mishnah says in Erevin, Nagar HaNigra Noalin Bo BaMikdash Avalo BaMedina. So Nagar HaNigrar, this bolt that's going to be used, Noalin Bo BaMikdash, you're allowed to close it and use it to lock a door in the Beis HaMikdash. Abaloba Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. What's the status of this bolt? Is it hanging? Is it tied? We'll get to it in a minute. But the Tana Kama holds there's something, whatever Nagar Nigar we're talking about, you're allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash and not in outside the Beis HaMikdash. What will be a difference? Why should there be a difference between Beis HaMikdash and not Beis HaMikdash? So we had a couple days ago, Ein Shvus BaMikdash. Right? There's no Isur Eid Rabbanan. It's not totally true, but the Ritva says Yesh V'Yesh. But either way, Tosfos there quoted the principle of Ein Shvus BaMikdash. There are no Shvus. We don't have to worry about Isur Eid Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm going to explain. We had about the beginning of Mechsecha Shabbos. We quoted a Kesef Mishnah that said maybe that's based on the concept of Kohanim Zrizimheim. The Kohanim are careful. We've had that a couple of times here in the Mesechta. But either way, there's some Isur Eid Rabbanan going on, which we don't know what it is yet, which we'll explain in a minute. So whatever the case is, you're allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash or not in the Medina. So let's explain it now. What's Nagar HaNigrar? As we will explain in a minute, Rashi explains, it is tied on, but it is dragging. That's the Shita of the Tana Kama. If it's tied on, but it is dragging, that you're allowed, it's an Issa Drabanan to use it in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Isidra Banan? Rashi here says it's similar to Binyan. Rashi says it's a Bona discussion. Tosfos here says it's a Muksa discussion. Third Tosfos, Vahamunach, Machlokas Rashi, Tosfos. Rashi here says it's a Bona discussion. Tosfos asks a number of questions on Rashi, which we'll get to one of them in a minute, says it's a Muksa discussion. That's the Tanakama in the Mishnah in Erevin, that if it's tied on, but dragging, you're not allowed to use it in the base of Migdash because it's similar to Bona, similar to adding something on, but in the, it's mutter, the base of Migdash, and usser in the Medina. Vahamunach, kan v'kan usser. But if it's totally on the floor, meaning it's not even tied on, kan v'kan usser, even in the base of Migdash is usser. Why? Rashi explains, because that's bona daraisa. You're taking a new bolt and you're putting it into the door, so that, according to Rashi, would be bona daraisa. That is the shita of the Chachamim. Yeah.
So if it's tied on but hanging loose, then it's an issa derabanan.
According to the Tanakam, it's issa derabanan, which would be usser outside the base of Mikdash and mutter inside the base of Mikdash.
According to the Tanakam, you wouldn't be allowed to lock your door,
unless it is hanging off the floor. Unless it is hanging off the floor. That's what you would have to, have kosher v'tolui, as Rabbi Elazar says in our Mishnah, which we'll get to. So it says, and this is Shita's Rashi. Rashi's Shita in Rabbi Yehuda is that if it's hanging, if it's tied on but hanging on the floor, that's Issur D'Rabbanan. But if it's totally on the floor, not even attached at all, so that is Usur Binyan D'Araisa. Ask Tosfos on Rashi, Seth's question. This bolt is meant to go in. Is this going to be in forever, this bolt? You're going to take it out in 10 minutes. And you're going to put it back in. You're going to take it out. That's called Kayama. That's called Bonesh al Kayama. We had the Mishnah Daf Kuf Beis earlier. Habone kol shul kol miskayim b'Shabbos. You want to tie your shoes if it's not miskayim, you don't do any malacha. Ksiva, binyan, shira, as long as it's not miskayim. So what is Rashi talking about? How could this be bone d'araisa just because it's lying on the floor? It's a good kasha. We'll get to it in a minute. Let's finish the flow of the Gemara, then we'll answer the question with an Avnei Nezer. So says the Tanakama that if it's tied on but dragging, is it a drabanan? But if it's totally on the floor, it's aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda has one step more makel. Hamunach. Add in the word mutter. It says on the side. Hamunach mutter by mikdash. No, even if it's dragging, even if it's totally on the floor, not connected, it's mutter by Migdash, and the Medina would be an Isser Adrabanan, Vahanigrar Vimedina. But the only thing that's Usser, the only thing that's Usser is if it's totally not connected. But the Rabbi Huda says, even if it's Nigrar, even if it's dragging on the floor, that would be mutter in the Medina, as long as it's tied on. So Rabbi Huda is one step more makel. And we said, the Brisa says, who is the Tana Kamashita that says that if it's dragging, so it is an Issa D'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to do it in the Mesa Mikdash, but you're allowed to do it in the Medina. Kosha Kashur V'Talui V'Rosho Magil Aretz. Right? Only if it is, what is the Issa D'Rabbanan? When it's hanging and tied, but the bottom gets to the ground. That's what we said. That's the Issa D'Rabbanan according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ze'af Medina Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda is one step more Mako, that even outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's Mutter, even if it's dragging on the floor. Ela Ezeo Bebedina Aser, Kol She'ino Lo Kasher V'Lo Tolui, V'Shom Tom Anich V'Ker Azav. So that's the only thing that's totally Aser, if it is lying on the ground. Who is the first opinion in the Mishnah in Erevin? Rabbi Elazar hi? ? What did we prove from this whole discussion from Masechta's Erevin? That everybody holds that you need it to at least be tied on in order for it to be mutter, even midrabanan, to be mutter totally, to use. So what's the question? How, back to the original question, how could Rav Kahana interpret the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, that when they say benkach uvenkach, it means even if it's lying on the floor, not being used at all, not tied on, not hanging, how could the Chacham say that's mutter? Both opinions of the Tanaim there, and Masechet Erevin say it at least has to be tied on. That's the question, that's why we brought this whole discussion from Masechet Erevin. And the answer is going to be that he found another Tana that says even if it's not tied on. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Rashi, we've discussed Makba Patish versus Bone, because he doesn't like Binyan B'Kalim. But here we're not talking about Kalim. Here we're talking about... Rashi usually does quote Makba Patish more than Binyan, but only in a Kalim context. We had a Daf Kuf Beis, we had a Daf Ayin Dalet, he quotes it in Kalim. Here we're not talking about Kalim, we're talking about a door which is attached to a house. So there, Rashi would have no problem with saying Bone, and that's why he does say Bone here. Here he says Bone, but those here says Muksa. So what's the... Let's... let's finish the two more lines, and then we'll get to the, back to the answer of that question. Amar lei, so Rav Kahana says, don't worry about it. Anad amri ki hai tana. I have a different tana to support me. The tanya kanish is kinim balabais lios posiach manobo. If you have a kana, a reed, which is again going to be used to for a door to open and close with it, bismasha kashur. Oh, so this is a reed not being used for the lock, being used for the key. Yeah, this type of reed that's going to be used to open up. Bismasha kashur betalui bepesach posiach manobo. Ain kashur betalui ain posiach manobo. It has to be tied on and hanging. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Misukan Af Abishedo Kashur. So Rashbag, Rav Shimon Gamliel says the Feirish, even if it's not tied on at all. So Rav Kahana would say, Arach Achavim, and our mission is Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore, that's why I can interpret it even if it's not tied on. Okay, so 2 points. Number one, what about the question we asked? How could Rashi say this is Bona Daraisa if it's on the floor, if it's not hanging or it's not tied? It's very difficult. It's not Kayama. That's one of the reasons why Tosos Rabbeinu Tam rejects Rashi. So the Avnei Nezer has an interesting chiddush to help explain this. The Avnei Nezer and Reshit Aleph, the Sacher Shavu Rebbe, he says maybe the pshat is as follows. Dahanotel davar, he quotes Rashi, but Dahanotel davar she'eno muchan lepkok upokik bo b'shabes chashiv bonem mamish tegabim mikdash aser. Why? Batabazet dlo chashiv arai kivan de kavu akan lios pokik bo tamid. The after ino asid lamor kan laolam elanot lebachozem another pokik bo mikal machav kivan de mevata le achshav lios pokik bo tamid chashiv keva. In other words, even if something is not going to permanently be part of this, but if you have taken an object now and have put it into a system, have put it into a new context where it will always be part of this, meaning this has never been in the door before. That's how he's interpreting Rashi. This bolt has never been in the door before. It's not part of the door. Once you now put it in there, it will forevermore be part of this system, of this bolt and door. That's called kavua. Even if you're going to take it out and put it back in, bonet doesn't mean something that's going to be put in and never moved again. Bonet, according to the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer and Rashi, bonet means you are now creating this as part of this, permanently it'll be part of this structure, the bolt and lock of this door. Yes, you'll take it out, but even when you take it out, it's going to be the bolt of this door. Right now, it's not connected to the door. Right now, you've never used it before, it's lying on the floor. But once you put it in that first time, and now it's designated as part of this door, it will always be the bolt and the lock of this door, and that's enough considered binyan d'oraisa. It doesn't have to permanently be in, even if it's going to be taken out and taken off. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. Sorry? It's a limited case. Inachinami. I mean, they saw it the first time. Saw it the first time. The first time you move into a house. No, because the people who built the house put it on. It's already there. It's already opening. The door has been closed before. People have been in the house beforehand. People have been in the house before, and you're opening and closing the door. Here, there's never been a lock on this door. There's never been anything in there. Now you're putting this object in for the first time. So that's why that would be the door is already in the. Let me tell you better. Forget that it's been opened and closed. The door is already in the context where it's serving. This bolt now is newly being put into this new part of the structure, the new context, and therefore that's called binyan daraisa. Yeah. Get Tosas obviously doesn't agree. Right, according to Rashi, there seems to be no problem on Muksa, or maybe he's just talking about the issue of Bodem. But let's assume according to Rashi, it's not Muksa. You've designated this as a Kli. It has the status of a Kli. But taking a Kli, what? No, but you're putting it into, it's not, you don't look at the object, you look at where it's being put into. It's becoming part of the door, which is a mechubal karka, and therefore it's a problem of binyan b'karka. Yeah. So midrash rabbanan, the small chain, I don't think is a problem, because that's already part of the existing structure, and it's meant to be open and closed and open and closed. That's hanging and tie, they got everything. That wouldn't be an issue. Really, the question is, what about if it's can it be substituted for? It's true eventually, but a lot of things do have to be substituted for, the door also. But as of now, while it's in there, it's permanently in there, and you don't think about the future events. It's, even if it's been there for months, that's enough kayama.
Even in the Mishnah, when we're talking about a shutter, you said originally yesterday that the whole concept of the shutter is what might we have. It was
right.
A piece of wood.
Right.
So if it was the cover, then I'm saying that this piece of wood is my shutter. But if I take this piece of wood, I'm using it as a tray today.
Again, what I'm saying, how do you designate? So that's the whole point of having it hanging and having it as part of it. But putting it there in the first place, that would be a problem. You're right. Putting it back and forth is not a problem once it's there. But putting it in the first place, like in this case, I don't know if I would agree. Taking it out and then putting it back in is not a problem. It's only the first time. Okay, let's just continue quickly. Yeah.
Why is sukkah not considered then a binyan kavua? It's all part of a system, and even though you're going to take it down, it's still something that would remain.
No, because it can't last. The wind is not. It doesn't have the fact that it has a schach. Schach is not a real roof, and that's what determines that it's a diras arai. You can't have a cement. You can have cement walls. People have sukkahs in their living room, but the schach makes it. And it can't be so high that it's a diras kavua, diras keva. It has to be a diras arai. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the other example at the beginning of this year about sukkah. Let's say you have a shlok or something on top of your sukkah. You let it put that on over on if it starts raining on yantif. The answer is mutter. Why? Because you already have an ohel, right? The schach is an ohel. So now you're adding on. You're just being mosif onto the ohel. Could you cover a baby carriage with a piece of plastic? Well, you got to make sure first of all that it has holes in it that the baby can breathe. But besides that, are you allowed to do it? So that is there any tefach open yet? If there's no tefach open yet,
it's not,
we're talking about derabanan's there. That's being mosif on a that's mosif for making a diras an OLRI. That's a derabanan. The Abin Ezer is trying to explain why Rashi holds this is daraisa. Okay, three lines for the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shelas, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, meaning that it doesn't have to be kashur at all, right? The Rav Shimon Gamliel that we just said. Omer Rav Yochanan Hachi, did Rav Yochanan say this, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? V'ha tzad, we have a Mishnah at a couple of lines. Kol kisuya hakelem sheyesh la beis achiza, any pot cover that has a handle, nitalon v'Shabbos, can be moved on Shabbos and needs the handle. V'ha Rav Yehuda bar Shelas Rasi, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan describing that Mishnah, which we're going to have in a few lines, v'sheyesh toras kli alein, only if it has a toras kli, can it be moved? Therefore, you see, Rav Yochanan is very limited in terms of what he says can be moved or not. Which, by the way, Tosas brings this as one of his rais. It sounds like it's a muktzah discussion all of a sudden. Because Rashi, which said it's a boda discussion. So, how could Rav Yochanan say that Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it could be just lying on the floor? It means that it doesn't have any toras kli on it. Here he seems to limit the next Mishnah that you need something that has to be called a kli already. And if you want to say, here too, in the case that we just mentioned of Rav Shimon Gamliel, they have this reed that you're going to be used for the key, it has a toras kli on it. So me by Rav Shimon Gamliel Torah's Kli alav? No, but still, Rav Shimon Gamliel does not require Torah's Kli, and Rav Yochanan did. V'hatan, you had a brisa which we had before. Chariel shodecha shekidron l'shem eitz. Unless you have a bunch of branches in your backyard that you gathered for firewood, v'nim l'chalein li'yeshiva, then you decided to sit on them to use it as a bench. Tzorech l'kasha, the Tanakhama says you have to tie them up. You have to do an act in order to remove the shei muksa from them. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer ain't tzorech l'kasha. Rav Shimon Gamliel says you don't have to tie them, and they're ready as is. Branches don't have a Torah's Kli. So you see clearly, Rav Shimon Gamliel does not hold that you need a Torah's Kli. Even though Rav Yochanan says, Allah has like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he holds like you need a Torah's Kli. Stira. How could Rav Yochanan have everything? Say everything. So the answer is, Rav Yochanan Stira, like Kavasi Bechada, Upali Gale Bechada. You're right. Rav Yochanan only holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel partway. He holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel in that you don't need to do this action, but A, he does not require that you need, he does require that you need a Torah's Kli, but he does not need it to be kashur. As long as it's Mesukan, that is enough, as long as it's designated. Doresh Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Pischa de Reish Galusa, Alav Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, at the door of the Reish Galusa, says otherwise. Alav Chazak Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was the first opinion in our Mishnah, who said that it has to be hanging and tied. Tied and hanging. Masav Rav Amram. Rav Amram asks a question from the end of Masechah Shabbos. See on the side, Lakama Kufnu Zayin. We'll do that sometime near Som Gedalia. Beis Hashem. So it says from the Mishnah there talks about a story where there was a hole in the roof and Chazal closed up the roof somehow with a pail. So unusual story. What's talking about there? But the Gemara there says the Mishnah there ends off when we devam lamanu. We learn from that whole story that took place in the Mishnah. Shepokakinu modedin v'koshin b'Shabbos. You let us close up a sunroof and measure medida. Medida is a mitzvah rabbanon usually, but medida shal mitzvah is mutter v'koshrin b'Shabbos. And you're allowed to tie up this plug that you can use up there on Shabbos, and over there it wasn't tied on or hanging beforehand. So how can you say the halakha like Rabbi Eliezer that whatever you're going to use as a stopper to close up a hole in the roof has to be hanging and tied on? You see from that Mishnah that's not true. So I'm like, Abaya, my daitech, we should have the kari stama. What do you say? Why do you ask about kasha from that last Mishnah? Because that Mishnah is stam, it's author, it's anonymous, and therefore it must be that that's the halacha. Nagar nigranami stamahi. The Mishnah that we quoted from Erevin is also stama. So, and that is like Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, why are you asking a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer from that Mishnah? They're two stamas. So Gemara answers, v'afilo achi ma'isarav. Gemara says that, no, really, that last Mishnah in the Shabbos, you know why it's a little better? Because it tells a story of the Tanaim. It's not just paskening in the base of Edmish. Anybody can give a psak. Any Rav can give a psak. But let's see him say, right, you'll ask a Rav a question, the Rav will say, yeah, I think it's mutter. Would you do it? Oh, no. You know, so it, Maisa Rav is different. With the Rav himself, put this psak into practice. So too, we see in that story, at the end of Shabbos, they did it. So if you see the idea, that's why it's a little stronger of a Mishnah, because it's not just that they pass it a certain way, they put it into action. So that's why they ask this kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. Halacha l'maisa, what do we pass it about this? We pass it, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Shimon Gamliel, we pass it like Rav Shimon Gamliel when it comes to wood. When it comes to wood, let's say you decide you're going to use some boards in the back of your house as a to sit on or to play with on Shabbos. So just mach Shabbos enough. You don't have to do anything. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Ches. Shin Ches is the simon about Muksa. Shin Ches Chaf. Yeah, you cut him to use, so as long as you think about it before Shabbos, it's okay. But what about stones? This is my focus. Machaber and the Ramah, we had a discussion yesterday of Nidbach Shel Avanim. The stones require more than sticks in terms of making them not muksa. That's a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. The Ramah says the same thing. Ramah says just think about a rock to use as a paperweight or a napkin holder before Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says no, stones require something more. You have to do an action, either like we had yesterday, limdum or shifshifum, because stones are more, and so there are different levels within muksa machmas gufo. Both of these inherently are muksa machmas gufo. So you see from that Shulchan Aruch that not all muksa machmas gufos are created equal. The Shulchan Aruch says that stones would require more preparation in order to make them not muksa. Okay, so that is just the halacha of the last discussion. Talking about what yesterday?
Stump.
A stump yesterday. So a stump yesterday, well, a stump you can't move. It's muksa machmas gufo. So it's not a muksa issue, because muksa you're only allowed to move. Hishtamshus. Are you allowed to sit on the stump in order to tie your shoe? So that gets into the Issa D'Rabbanan of Kotzer of Hishtamshus b'mechubar. So it depends if it's 3 tefachim or not off the ground. Says the Mishnah, Kol kisuya hakelav sheish lam beizachiz v'galam b'shabes, any cover of a kli that has a handle you can move on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'beder amar b'kisei karkos. What type of cover needs a handle? Only by covers of the grounds. What does that mean? So right now the Gemara Mishnah is assuming that we're assuming kisei karkos means, let's say you have a hole in the ground and you're putting a cover on the hole in order to use it as a storage place. So that needs a handle on the cover, because this whole thing is not a kli. So when you put a cover on that, it has to have a handle in order to show that it's a cover to this place. But it says Rabbi Yosi, by kisu yakelim, we have a pot cover, it doesn't need a handle. It's a cover of a pot. It doesn't need a handle. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Shela, Rabbi Yochanan bu sheish toras kli alehen. This is the Rabbi Yochanan we had earlier. The whole discussion here is only when there's a toras kli. So now we're going to use that Rabbi Yochanan and limit and explain the Mishnah in a specific way. Really, everybody agrees. If you have a hole in the ground and you're covering it with a cover, everybody agrees it needs a handle. Or you're just putting a board or something over the hole, nobody's going to know it's a kli. Nobody's going to know it's functioning as this cover. So if it's mamish the ground, it definitely needs a handle in order to show that it's a kli. Kisi hakelim, and if it's a kli in your kitchen, avagav de'inlam beis achiza, even without a handle, for sure it's okay. So what's the machlokas about in the Mishnah? In the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yosi, ki pligi b'tekelim dechabrinu ba'ara. Oh, what about a kli that is attached to the ground? So the one, what I thought of to try to, oh, the old garbage cans. Right, the old garbage cans that were kli in the ground, right, they're even with the ground, but it's a kli. It's not a hole, it's a kli inside. So does that need, that those types of kalim in the ground, do they need a handle? Are they similar to kalim, or are they similar to the ground? That's the machlokas. Mar sover gazrina, mar sover lo gazrina. One says your gozer, because it's similar to the ground type, and therefore it needs a handle. Mar sover lo gazrina, that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Lishna achrina, ki pligi b'kisui taner, or others say they're arguing about a kisui of a taner. Again, remember, the taner are outside. It's this hallowed ware kli on the outside. Again, the Tanur is mechubar lekarka. So do you compare it to karka itself? So that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Okay, so that is two pshatim. What exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah? Fine. Hadalok kisik kol hakelim, Kalakelam, it was mostly about Muksa. Now we get to another parak. This is a great parak. A lot of interesting agadatis and halachis and pikuach nefesh and a lot of great stuff in this parak. Okay. Mefanin. Parak Mefanin. 18th parak of Masech HaShabbos. Hang in there. Mefanin arba v'chamish kupo shel tevin v'shel tua mipnei ha'arfim u'mibito b'sa medrash. Let's say Rashi here says the issue is tircha. Let's say you have a bunch of boxes of straw or tfua in your backyard, and you're having a lot of guests in your backyard. So you're allowed to schlep them, you're allowed to do all this tircha on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, yes, you can move it because of guests that are there. Or bittul beis hamedrash. Let's say you're having a shir in your backyard, and you need room for the talmidim to be able to sit down. So if you can move this stuff out of the way, it's not a problem of tircha, because it's tircha l'tzorech mitzvah. That's the Mishnah. Avaloes ha'otzar. But you can't do the otzar. What does the otzar do? We'll see that in the beginning of the Gemara. Next halacha. Mefanin, shruma, tahora. All the following items you're allowed to move because they're not called inherently muksa. Mefanin, you're allowed to move. Shruma, tahora. Tahar, shruma. Tahar, shruma. Why? What's tahar, shruma? Because that could be used. We'll see why in a minute. Hopefully we'll have time to discuss it. Udemai. What's demai? Demai is tvua, right? It's a mesechta in Mesechus Rhyme, that's first of all. But it's a tvua that you're not sure whether all the maestros were taken off of it. You buy it from an Am Haaretz, and they bring it out to you. They take off, Am Haaretz take off Truma Gadola, because they're scared. If you eat Truma Gadola, you're chayim yisrael shemayim. So that they take off of. But they don't take off Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi. And in Maaser Rishon is Trumas Maaser, which the Levi has to give to the Kohen, and that's also yisrael shemayim. They don't know about that. And Maaser Sheni, so again, there are certain Maasers they're not sure whether they took off or not. So Midra Banan, whenever you buy these items, these tefuah from an Amaris, you have to take off Maasers again, just in case. So Maker Adin, though, we say Rov Amaris Maaser, and most of Amaris get it right. So they do take off. So it's only a miut. So therefore, Demai Maker Adin is mutter to eat. That's why it's not called Muksa. Poor people can eat Demai. People traveling can eat Demai, the Mishnah says. What? Sorry? Soldiers can eat demai, and the Mishnah says an Eirvin, the end of the first parak. So that's why demai maker did his mutters. That's why it's not called muksa. U'maiser risha shenitlo truma. So, and also you got to move maiser risha, and that it's truma. Right? Like I just said, truma's maiser. It's taken off from maiser risha and given to the Kohen. That's not muksa. We'll see what the chiddush of all these lines are, because if it's true, then of course. U'maiser sheni v'hektish and niftu. Or maiser sheni and hektish, that were niftu. In other words, maiser sheni are my fruit that I have wherever I am, and I have to shlep about to Yerushalayim. And let's say it's too much of a schlep, so I'm allowed to switch the kedusha from the fruit to the money and bring up the money. So that's niftu. If it was my sersheni fruit that was redeemed, the hektish or hektish. Let's say there's something that is kedusha, and I want to give the money to the Beis HaMikdash, so I could give money, and then I get the item. So all of those items you can move. V'hatarmis hayavish, or dried termis. V'beishu machala aniyim, it says on the side, because poor people eat these dried beans. So all of those are allowed to be moved on Shabbos, because they're not muksa. Aval, but the contrasts are muksa. Avalo is a tevel, but you can't move tevel. Tevel is something that Trumas and Maasers have not been taken off of yet. And even though, Tosfos is on the top of Kufchav Chesem and Aleph, the top Tosfos. Tosfos says, even though we had back earlier in Mesechus Parakira, Tevel, we had the line, remember? Muchan hu etzel Shabbos, Shemavar v'tikno Mesukan. The Gemara there says, you're right, Tevel is Usser, but if you did it, you did it. So therefore, Tevel maybe inherently isn't Muksa. Tosfos there, Tosfos on the top of Kufchav Chesem says, really it is Muksa. That's a separate halacha that Tevel does not create Bittul kli mehechano. The tevel doesn't create, if there's another kli under the tevel, doesn't create that to be muksa. But tevel inherently is muksa, like the Mishnah says. So you can't move tevel, or maaser risha shlonet lechumaso, or maaser risha that its truma hasn't been taken off of, there's still trumas maaser in it. Although it's a maaser shady vehektish lo niftu, or maaser shady vehektish that weren't redeemed, we'll see this means that weren't redeemed properly. Below it's a luf, below it's a chardol, or these two other types of vegetables and beans. You also can't move because they're not even fit for animals. The Rashba, you're allowed to move luf because ravens eat that. Fine. That's part two of the Mishnah. So we have three parts. First we had the moving of the boxes, then we had the moving of these muksa or non-muksa items, then we have part three, and then we'll finish. Let's say you have bundles of straw or wood or zradim or other types of branches, If you prepare them before Shabbos for animal fodder, animal feed, then you're allowed to be metalzel them. They're not muksa. But if not, then they are muksa. Right? There's a question: how do you make them not muksa that we had earlier on the Amud, which is you have to tie them up, do you have to do something else to make them not muksa? Okay, this is a discussion of muksa versus not muksa. Just one ha'ara. It says here you're allowed to move truma tahora. You've got to move truma tahora. So why? Raw straw, that's truma tahora. What can you use that for? A kohen can't eat it today. Straw. So Rashi says you can give it to the animal of a kohen. Right, because the animal of a kohen can also eat truma, not just a kohen. So the Rishash is b'dayik from this Rashi. There's a whole discussion whether if you have human food, food that can be consumed by humans, that's truma, are you allowed to give it to an animal? It's a major that's not so clear. It might be ibud truma. You're not allowed to destroy truma, but maybe even giving good truma that could be eaten by a person to an animal, this potentially can be made into a cake. But Rashi says it's not muksa, the truma tahora, because, see, look at Rashi, the first, second wide line, truma tahora tachazi lebehemas kohen. Unbelievably, give it to a behemas kohen. So the Rishash says, it sounds like from this Rashi, that that's not called ibud truma. If you have good truma, you can still give it to a animal of a kohen. Okay, we'll stop here. And Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow at 6:10.